Blog Talk Radio.
Frank Williams Show, and I am your host,
Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning into the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. All of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? Now, again, thank you guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, please feel free to call in and voice your opinion about today's topic. I know you have one, and we're going to see where this goes. All right? Before we get into the show, right now it's 78 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at 97 today. 97 today. And, you know, 95 tomorrow, 90 on Friday, you know, and mid-80s Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, I guess before I get into this show, I want to preface it by saying that I am not a... you know, as far as, you know, what some people have said about me, and I don't care, but there, you know, there's been messages sent to me saying different things that, you know, the way they feel about me, and that's fine. That's your opinion. You don't know me. You hear me on this show, but you don't know me. Percent on this show, and what that means is I tell it like I feel it. I tell it like it is. That's what I'm going to do today. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat anything or nothing like this. I've researched. I've listened to interviews today. I've listened to representatives and senators talk today. And again, I've researched, put this into my own words. I've put this into my own feelings. I was born in 1964. That was 4 years before Dr. King was assassinated. And I didn't know what was going on then. I was only 4 years old. But as I grew older and things started to come to light for me, I guess my mom and my family tried to divert things in another direction so that I wouldn't be one to grow up and hate other people. That's not me. I don't hate other people. Not at all. I love my people. I love other people. That's the way that I was taught. That's the way I grew up. So don't throw these things out there at me. Don't throw spears at me. Don't throw darts at me. Because maybe you didn't grow up like that. But this is me. This is my show. You can cancel all that stuff that you talk about me because you don't know me. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's word of the day is, and I'm sorry, guys, I got off on that, but, you know, I got 1,000 emails, over 1,000 emails with different things in them. Of course, I didn't read all of them, but there are a few that I know that send me emails all the time. And I did look at a couple of those just in, what do you call it, curiosity after my show on yesterday. Today's word of the day is anastrophe. A-N-A-S-T-R-O-P-H-E, anastrophe. Anastrophe is a noun, and it means the inversion of the usual syntactical order of words for rhetorical effect. And this, an example of this is, they gave an example. My father was fond of wordplay, especially anastrophe. When he talked to my sister and me about things we would rather not talk about, he would say things like, tired you are not, but to bed you must go. Tired you are not. Tired you are not. So that's the way the inversion of the usual syntactical order of words for rhetorical effect is anastrophe. So they inverted the words, tired you are not, instead of saying you are tired or you are not tired, okay? But to bed, you must go. So here's today's show. Today's episode is entitled The Confederate Flag. A symbol of war, hate, and divisiveness. The Confederate flag, a symbol of war, hate, and divisiveness. These aren't my words, but this is exactly what this flag symbolizes. This is exactly what this flag stands for. In the beginning, it was a symbol of war. And the Confederate Army used this flag. It was a symbol of war, showing who they were, the Confederates. That's why they called it the Confederate flag. And that was in the 1800s. And the Confederates lost the war, right? So I found out today that one of the generals of the Confederate Army was the same person who started the Ku Klux Klan. Now, because the general of the Confederate Army was one that was started the Ku Klux Klan, they used the Confederate flag when they did their dirt. Okay? Now, in 1948, when the flag really took its place in the South, this was a time when the Ku Klux Klan started to gain momentum. And they used the flag to represent segregation and supremacy. Segregation means you want to separate for someone, which segregation then means that you wanted to separate blacks and whites. In 1948, you didn't have the Latinos. You know, so many, I mean, they were here, but you didn't have so many Latinos and Asian people and other people of nationalities here in the United States as you do now. That's segregation. Supremacy means that you think that you are superior to other people. that other people are inferior to you. I know white people listen to my show, and I embrace them. I want them to. I want them to come on to the show and voice their opinion. I want black people to come on to the show and voice their opinion. I want Latinos to come on to the show and voice their opinion. I want Asians, anybody to come on to the show and voice your opinion. My show is open to the public. But this is what segregation and supremacy means. And the KKK used this flag to represent segregation and supremacy. They also used it on crosses and burned the crosses as a message of terror upon black people. And the flag was also used by whites in opposition to the civil rights movement. Now, I've seen photos today that I didn't really see before, but I've seen photos today when the civil rights movement was strong and heavy, when they were marching, and they showed photos of whites in the faces of blacks with these Confederate flags. Okay? Now, that the reason for that was to put fear in them because of what had been happening in the past, KKK. How the Ku Klux Klan would go and murder people for no apparent reason, just because of the color of their skin, just because of who they are. And so until the KKK started to use the flag, it was not a symbol of hate. It was a symbol of war. Then when one of the generals started the KKK, it turned into a symbol of hate. And a symbol of divisiveness. That means that you want to divide groups of people because you think that your race is supreme to others. And so, but since after the war, now the flag being used became a symbol of hate, and it was used to terrorize and murder black people. And that's why it's seen as a symbol of hate and inferiority of black people. Now, because of that symbol, the flag, some people, some states, well, not some states, but they say that the only state that has the Confederate symbol on their flag is the state of Mississippi. Now, I don't know what the Georgia flag has. I really can't picture it in my mind. I have to pull it up and look at it. But the Georgia state flag, I think it used to be also bear the Confederate symbol. Okay? Now, the Confederate flag flies high in South Carolina, in a lot of the state offices in South Carolina. But the governor of South Carolina, now, the murder of those 9 people in that black church, now the governor of South Carolina is ordering the flags to be taken down and put in a museum. Now, folks are following in suit of that. Mississippi now is talking about taking the Confederate symbol out of their flag. Walmart has pulled all Confederate merchandise that they had for sale. Target has pulled all merchandise of Confederate that they had for sale. Sears, done the same. Amazon, the same. eBay, the same. They say that within the last 24 hours, the sale of Confederate merchandise went up 3,000%. Who do you think was buying that Confederate merchandise? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I know you have an idea, but who do you think was buying this Confederate merchandise? I even saw a, if you wanted to buy a Confederate uniform, the jacket, pants, and the Confederate hat from the Confederate Army was $41.99 on Amazon, I believe. But you would have had to get it quick because now it's all been taken down. It's gone. I don't know where you're going to go now to get any Confederate merchandise. Maybe a little mom and pop store somewhere, maybe something you might find on the side of the road somewhere or something like that. But online or in the stores, it's going to be history. And one of my coworkers asked, hey, Frank, why is Walmart taking down their Confederate stuff? That's probably a big seller for them. I doubt it. I doubt if the Confederate stuff is a big seller for them. But the reason they took it down is you know, because of what happened. If that young man had not gone to that black church and gunned down those people, we wouldn't even be talking about the Confederate flag. But because he did, and because he did it, because of the Confederate flag and what it represents and the people and the organization that he was involved with represents, because of that, now they're taking it down. They're taking down the flags all over the United States. They're taking them down. They're taking down merchandise in the Walmarts and Amazon and all these other places, Sears, Target. Why is that? Target and Walmart don't want this negative publicity to come upon them. They want to keep going. They want to continue to be the world's largest retailer. You know, if they didn't take down their Confederate stuff and people started to boycott Walmart, theirs would go down. That's the last thing that a business wants, is for their sales to go down, their revenue to go down. That's the absolute last thing that they want. You can burn one of their stores down. They got insurance. We'll build another one. We'll make it bigger and stronger. But y'all ain't heard of. Still making money. So they don't want that negative publicity. They'll take the Confederate stuff out and sell all their other stuff. Keep all these millions of people coming in there every day. They don't care about the Confederate stuff. You believe me. They care about that green stuff. So that's why they're taking it out of the store. And now you got the Republican congressman or one of the state senators or something in South Carolina. His name is Paul Thurman. He is the son of Strom Thurmond. He's the youngest son of Strom Thurmond. Strom Thurmond was a senator from South Carolina, he was one of the most racist supremacists that anybody could think of all over the United States. He was the one of the most racist supremacists in the whole United States. And he was a senator from South Carolina. Now, his son is a senator or a state representative or something in South Carolina. Now, he gave a speech yesterday on the Senate, on the state at the Capitol in South Carolina, saying that his family, his ancestors, were wrong. They did not do things right. He wants the flag taken down. He believed that the flag is also a symbol of hate and divisiveness. Now, his daddy was one of the biggest supremacists around, one of the biggest racists anyone could think of. But now his son has said that his family was wrong. I mean, you know, because of this young man, 21 years old, going in, killing 9 black people in a black church, saying that he is a part of an organization that represents and that regularly, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but, you know, they bear this Confederate flag. And so because of that, now we have these huge politicians, all these states, all these people coming against the Confederate flag. Now, all of them say that it's a symbol of hate and divisiveness. And that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what the Confederate flag, a symbol of hate and divisiveness. I'm going to tell you about me. This is just my opinion. I'm entitled to my opinion, right? What the Confederate flag means to me, I see the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan, in the Confederate flag. Take care, guys. Have a great day. That's all I have for you today. Take care of yourselves. Have a great day. Have a great rest of the week. And I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Frank, I'm over. I'm out.